Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. The book Grit is a magnum opus on the science of success. Based on concrete research evidence, this book proposes an insightful theory that success has nothing to do with talent, but what's really important for success is grit. When the author of this book, Angela Duckworth, grew up, she was used to the laments, "You know, you're no genius," most of which came from her father. Duckworth's father firmly believed that talent decided how successful a person would be, and he never stopped complaining that his children lacked talent. Yet Duckworth proved her father's attitude wrong. She became a renowned psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania and a TED talker. She also won the 2013 MacArthur Fellowship, a highly prestigious prize. You cannot apply for it or ask somebody to nominate you. The MacArthur Fellows are selected by a secret committee based on the significance and the creativity of your work. This prize is also known as the Genius Grant and awarded to citizens and residents of the United States. Isn't it interesting? A girl told by her father "you are not a genius" eventually won an award in recognition of her genius. This means that talent is not the only or most important premise for success. Indeed, Duckworth believes that the key to success is grit rather than talent. Grit is the combination of passion and perseverance, both of which are critical for success. Passion keeps us on the right track to realize our goal, while perseverance helps us overcome the hardships and difficulties and carry on. The combination of passion and perseverance pushes us to stick with our commitment, which is ultimately the secret of success. Now let's walk through the book Grit. We hope it can shed some light on how to be successful. Part 1, Grit, the combination of passion and perseverance. Part 2, Why is perseverance important? Part 3, Why is passion important? Now let's start the first part of this bookie. What is grit and why is it more important than talent? To answer these questions, we need to start with Duckworth's collaboration with the United States Military Academy at West Point. In this project, she found out that every person that had been recruited was extraordinarily talented, but talent alone could not get them through the demanding training programs, only grit can. Before the collaboration with Duckworth, they had a mystery at West Point. For a long time, West Point selected their cadets based on a system named the Whole Candidate Score. It was a weighted average of SAT or ACT scores, high school rank, expert appraisals of leadership potential and physical fitness. It considered the applicant's talents in intelligence, leadership and physical conditions in a holistic way. West Point used it to select 1,200 cadets from 14,000 applicants every year, which made it a very rigorous admissions standard. But what made the Army scratching their heads was that such a thorough talent measurement did not predict who would make it through the grueling training program at West Point. Most dropouts at West Point happened during a ferocious training program named Beast Barracks. And West Point was surprised to discover that there was no relation at all between the Whole Candidate Score and the dropouts in the Beast Barracks. Cadets with the top scores were as likely to drop out as those with the lowest scores. In other words, it seemed that it was not talent that allowed the cadets to make it through the Beast Barracks. That's why West Point asked Duckworth to look into the matter. They wanted her to determine what separated the wheat from the chaff. Duckworth accepted the challenge. As an experienced psychologist, she believed grit might be the solution of the puzzle and defined it as the combination of passion and perseverance. She subsequently devised the so-called grit scale to validate her hypothesis. The grit scale consisted of two tests, one for passion and the other one for perseverance. Each test had five questions. The questions for the perseverance test could be something like "I finish whatever I begin," while the questions for the passion test asked, for example, whether your interests change from year to year. Cadets scored each question from 1 to 5 based on how they matched the description. Their scores were then averaged to obtain the passion and the perseverance scores, which were then used to calculate the overall grit score. In practice, Duckworth's grit scale worked like a charm. It predicted accurately who would make it through the Beast Barracks in 2004 and 2005. The results clearly demonstrated that the higher the grit score of a cadet, the more likely they would master the challenge. It seemed that Duckworth's grit-driven score better predicted the performance of cadets than the talent-oriented whole candidate score. That means that grittier cadets would be more likely to succeed in the Beast Barracks irrespective of their talent. Grit, the combination of passion and perseverance, therefore factors a lot more into success than talent when we face challenges. Apart from her work for West Point, Duckworth's collaboration with the Army Special Operations Forces also validated the power of grit. The Army Special Operations Forces is commonly known as the Green Berets. Their selection course is one of the hardest and most dangerous training programs in the world. West Point's Beast Barracks is considered like a summer camp by comparison. Duckworth also applied her grit scale to predict who would get through the selection course. Guess what? Even in such an elite training program, it still holds that the grittier the candidate, the more likely they would pass the training. The strength of grit can be seen in schools as well. Duckworth's experience as a teacher suggests that grit is more decisive than talent when it comes to academic performance. After quitting her job at McKinsey when she was 27, she chose to teach full-time in high schools and universities. She noticed an interesting phenomenon. Some of her students seemed very talented, but their marks were just mediocre. In fact, some other students who were slower in learning but more hardworking achieved better grades. What made those slow learners excel were precisely their passion and perseverance. They never played around or turned their attention to some external distraction. They always took their notes diligently and were eager to ask questions. They would even go to the teacher's office or skip their afternoon electives to seek some extra support. And all their effort and hard work showed in their grades. Duckworth has studied many high achievers in different fields, and all her research comes to the same conclusion: success is not about talent, it is about grit. In fact, cultivating grit matters much more than emphasizing talent for most people. There are three sides to this. First, most people can achieve the desired success without being highly talented. Duckworth herself was a living example. She was by no means a genius in her father's eyes. Recall that her passion and perseverance won her a grant for genius, the MacArthur Fellowship. Second, grit improves if you work hard to cultivate it, but talent evolves little and even doesn't at all. That's to say, we can shape our passion and perseverance through practice, and this is a reliable way to continuously improve ourselves and become more successful. In contrast, talent is innate, and hence the room for it to improve is limited naturally. So, if we rely solely on talent in our life, we will probably never become good enough to get what we want. Third, the older we are, the gritter we become. Duckworth once made a statistical analysis on the grit scores of a large sample of American adults. The results indicated that people older than 60 had the highest grit scores, while the people in their 20s had the lowest grit scores. In fact, as we get older, we learn to get through frustrations and failures, and this process ripens our perseverance. At the same time, we start to think about our life carefully and gradually figure out what really matters in our life, which in turn gives us more passion. Our grit scores can therefore improve over time. On the contrary, talent will change little in our lifetime, and some people even lose their talent with age. Here we can safely draw a conclusion that compared to talent, grit can increase as time passes by. It is worth investing our time and effort in cultivating our grit. Duckworth also points out that when we strive for success, our grit's potential impact is far beyond our imagination. This is because the relation between our effort and achievement is not linear but quadratic. Specifically, Duckworth proposes a theory which suggests that skill equals talent multiplied by effort, and achievement equals to skill multiplied by effort. This theory counts effort twice and thus leads to a quadratic relation between effort and achievement. In other words, if you work three times harder, your achievement might be nine times higher. Duckworth's theory suggests that a way to success is to make a consistent effort. As our effort adds up, it will eventually pay off with achievements beyond our imagination. That's exactly how gritty people succeed. They make an effort day by day, month by month, and year by year. And the quadratic relation between effort and achievement grants them notable improvements and long-term success. Bear in mind that the effort we are talking about here is not mechanical repetition. It is a passion-driven effort well planned for a long time, aiming to achieve our ultimate life goal.
Okay, that wraps up the first part of this bookie.
In this part, we have learned that grit is the combination of passion and perseverance. It plays a much more important role than talent in overcoming difficulties and achieving great success. In fact, compared to talent, grit is a stronger indicator of success and is easier to develop. Hence, grit is more valuable than talent to most people. We have also introduced Duckworth's theory on talent, grit, and achievement. It basically says that grit has a compounding effect on our achievements as grit maximizes our effort and allows it to pay off in the long run. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.